I only have a very brief point to make, perhaps a very platitudinous one. It simply entered my mind as a result of a chance remark of Mr. Pushpa, which I would like to take up. He said that the frontier between what is and what ought to be is a very thin one. I agree. And I should like to say something about that in connection with Mr. Huxley's remarks yesterday. He distinguished writers into poets and prophets. The poets who tell us what man is, and the prophets who tell us what we ought to be and what we ought to do. And this in general is no doubt a valid distinction clear to everyone here. Some writers, I think, fall under this category. French writers, for example, the 19th century, who objected to preaching, people led by people like Flaubert, who thought a writer was like a purveyor. A carpenter makes a good table. If it is a good table, people buy it and admire the craftsman. They don't bother, or at least they have no right to worry about the moral character or the moral motives of the carpenter. And so too with writers. A writer means to produce the most beautiful object that he can, and it is nobody's business what his private attributes are. But this is not, I think, entirely true of all writers. Not merely about their convictions, but even about their method of work. I wonder whether it really can be valid to say about Tolstoy, or about Dostoevsky, or about the great Russian writers of the 19th century, that this frontier can be easily drawn. No doubt Tolstoy tried to teach us the truth about ourselves, even in the course of his great novels. Is it really true that when we read, say, War and Peace, that if we thought that the characters, for example, of Pierre Bezukhov or something of that sort, or people of that sort, were drawn in a shallow or misleading manner, so to speak, that this in itself would be a mere analysis of the truth, so to speak. If we admire the craftsmanship, this is bound to place an image before us which both has and inevitably must have a certain moral effect upon transforming our vision of the world. So that I think the frontier between being told the truth and being told how to live is exceedingly difficult to draw. Mr. Nosack said also that drew a difference between those who created for all time and lived, and those who were stimulated merely by a political or social exigency or a particular moment, and therefore perish. Again, I find myself in agreement. He said that the difference between pure and engaged art is now an obsolete one. This, I think, is in a certain sense the same sort of point. Mr. Ivanov told us yesterday with great charm about how much he enjoyed writing precisely about the moment. To write something which was suggested to him by the social and political situation in his youth in which he was writing. I think there is some disagreement here between Mr. Nosack and Mr. Ivanov, but I should be the last person to offer myself as an arbitrator between these points of view.